President Joe Biden was asked about dropping out of the presidential race, he said he wouldn't do it unless he heard from the Lord Almighty. It was an unprecedented acknowledgement of God in the political discourse. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. Even though I've written several books on Donald Trump and cultural trends, I've said very little in this election season. But when President Biden invoked the name of the Lord Almighty, I felt it was time to speak up. Right now, in early July 2024, as the media and many Democrats are saying that Biden should drop out of the race after his disastrous debate with Donald Trump on June 27th, it's worth examining this question: where is God in all this? And also discussing how Biden is using God and the Christian community as he digs in his heels, saying he won't drop out of the race. Many will watch this podcast much later and will know how this shakes out. But right now, in early July, we don't know. However, the media is full of calls from some Democrats for Biden to resign from the race while the president and his family are digging in their heels, saying he's in it to win it. And he also has enough delegates to carry the day. It's his decision to make. The media rarely examine events in the light of what the Bible says or what God is saying. So this podcast is focused on giving the Christian perspective to the news. You don't want to miss this edition of the Strang Report. Stay tuned. It's interesting that when President Biden has his back against the wall, he invokes the name of the Almighty. He isn't known to be a religious man. He uses foul language. His policies are anything but biblical. But he's a lifelong Catholic, and over the years, he has said that that makes him religious. Interestingly, Bill O'Reilly, also a Catholic, in a commentary said that Biden's stand on abortion, which goes up almost until the time of birth, is so bad that Biden had better not want to meet his maker anytime soon. Now, I know that most of my listeners and viewers probably see the current upside-down world like I do, where right is called wrong and wrong is called right. When we articulate biblical stances, especially on things like gay rights and abortion, but also many other issues, we're ridiculed, and speaking out against them is even called hate speech by some. There are many other reasons not to back Biden, partly because his policies are those of the extreme left, and many of his policies have been utter failures, like inflation, the economy, people coming across the southern border where it's out of control. Yet the media love him. They defend him. But at the same time, they hate Donald Trump, and they pick apart anything that Trump does. It seems to me that Biden actually gets a free pass when it comes to some things that are really very terrible and need to be investigated by the press. Things like getting bribes that are portrayed as a payment to a son or a loan from countries like the Ukraine or even our enemies like China. And when it comes to a son, Hunter, they ignore the horrible evidence on his famous laptop. I'll share my views and give my endorsement to Donald Trump in another episode. I've written about Trump, and I've posed some of the questions raised by many Christian leaders that ask, did God actually raise him up? Did God raise up such an imperfect leader like he often did throughout the Bible to lead this nation at a critical time? I believe that he did. And I make that argument in the book, God and Donald Trump. At the time, he was running against Hillary Clinton, who I consider one of the most corrupt politicians in recent American history. But here was the story. There were prophets, and I go into it in the book, who prophesied that Trump would win two terms. And Trump did win in 2016 against all odds. But he lost his second bid for office in 2020. he said that he thought the election was stolen. And but if you say that, that's almost enough to get you canceled nowadays. Yet, just the fact that so many people feel that that's a possibility is something that should be investigated. It should be examined. Interestingly, the Democrats have tried to litigate against Trump over charges of election interference. They said that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol. They call it an insurrection. Actually, I believe that those people who are upset about what was going on in the country were exercising their constitutional right to petition the government for redress of grievances. Unfortunately, the thing got out of control. If that's not enough, they have tried to defeat Trump in the courtroom, since they must believe they can't defeat him at the ballot box. There have been 7 frivolous lawsuits that would have never been brought against anyone else. The charges could have been brought years ago, but weren't, because the statute of limitations had run, or because investigators looked at him and said it was a nothing burger. One of them, where the statute of limitations had run, was resurrected by tying it to some election law so it could be tried. If Trump had quietly retired and enjoyed the life of a billionaire and gone away, none of this would have happened. You know, it's really very serious, much more serious than just this election, because what's happening with what they now call lawfare, that's warfare using the law, is what they do in third world countries, where leaders on one side will bring charges and jail their opponents. It's never happened before in U.S. history. And it was so serious that it actually had to go to the Supreme Court, which basically ruled in Trump's favor. Yet the left, who did the things to Trump, which caused it to go to the Supreme Court, are saying that the Supreme Court has given Trump the ability to go after his political opponents. And I think he should, because they're the ones that started this, and it's almost like nuclear war. There has to be mutual assured destruction to keep it from happening again. If the conservatives don't stand up to this, it's going to become the new normal. Now, I think that the Republicans and Donald Trump need to exercise restraint. They need to be careful and not just be vindictive. But what has happened is wrong. They're concerned that he'll go after his political foes. The irony is that they're projecting onto Trump what they have already done. So, where is God in all this? The secular community, especially the press, can't understand how faith can mix with politics. Years ago, during the Clinton administration, the Orlando Sentinel asked me to write a commentary on how I could justify using my religious beliefs to determine who I voted for, as if there was somehow something wrong with that. I remember writing that my faith determines everything that's important in my life, such as where I live or who I married, what kind of work I do, who my friends are, and so forth. So why wouldn't my faith also determine who I vote for? And I'm sure that many of you feel the same way. I've covered politics from my early days as a journalist. Charisma Magazine has endorsed a candidate for president every election cycle since Ronald Reagan ran in 1984. I've interviewed 4 U.S. presidents. I've written several books about Donald Trump, trying to deal with some of these same spiritual aspects. Now, let me make clear that often elections are come down to the lesser of two evils. In 2016, Trump, for all his weaknesses and quirks, and there were many, was so much better than the alternative, Hillary Clinton. Remember the corruption of her destroying 30,000 emails that had been subpoenaed by Congress, or the influence peddling through the Clinton Foundation? Those things are well known. Later, her campaign paid several million dollars for the Russian election hoax. Yet virtually nothing was done against her. Compare that to how the left and the Democrats have gone after Trump over what some people have called a bookkeeping entry that was central to the New York case, or another case had to do with how he evaluated the value of real estate in getting a loan. The loan was repaid. No one was hurt. The lender said they'd do it again. Yet somehow he exaggerated the value, and that was somehow illegal. To me, the hypocrisy is staggering. Yet here we are, barely 4 months from the election, and it looks as if Biden may not even make it on the ballot to oppose Donald Trump, even though Biden, as president, is the head of the Democratic Party, and he has the nomination sewn up. He has more than double the number of delegates he needs. Yet due to his blunders and his declining cognitive ability, this is becoming a referendum on him and his ability to serve, not even how bad his policies are or how bad his performance has been. Ironically, part of the strategy by the Democrats was to indict Trump and to make this election a referendum on him, yet that has boomeranged and is becoming a referendum on Biden. From where I sit, I believe that the things that they meant for evil are coming back to hit them. I believe that God is answering our prayers. I believe that he's moving out one of the worst presidents in American history, who has gone along with the far left radical agenda far more than any of his predecessors like Obama or Clinton did. And I believe that that agenda is not only anti-American, but anti-God. Then, this past Sunday, Biden showed up at Mount Airy Church of God in Christ in Philadelphia to a very warm welcome from that predominantly Black congregation. In a way, I'm glad that he went to a Pentecostal church. I know the Church of God in Christ denomination very well. I have many friends in that denomination. I have a great deal of respect for the leaders that I know. Several of their bishops have been on the cover of Charisma magazine over the years. But I'm disappointed that such a great holiness denomination with a strong stance against sin, like abortion and gay rights, would support a party and a president whose policies and values are so opposed to everything the Bible stands for. Now, there's so much more that could be said, but I've tried to make the point that God does have a plan and purpose for America. I believe that God has a plan and purpose. I believe that God has a will for this election. We all need to pray that God's will be done. I believe that he answered our prayers in 2016, and of course, many times before, but particularly in 2016, where we felt that the country was really headed in a wrong way, particularly if Hillary Clinton had been elected. Yet God raised up an unlikely person, someone never elected before. First time in American history that a president had never served in public life or been a general. Yet God raised up Donald Trump. So let's pray that God will have his will be done. Also, I encourage you to stay on top of what's happening. You don't get a biblical perspective very often. So tune into what we write at Charisma News and Charisma Online. Tune into my podcast where I'm going to deal with this more and more. I believe that Trump was a good president. He stood for religious freedom. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem like he said he would. He nominated Supreme Court justices as he said he would. It's the reason why Roe v. Wade was overturned. I believe that we need him back. So let's pray that he be elected again, get involved, share this with friends, post it on social media. If you don't already subscribe to the Strang Report, I encourage you to do so. Hit the little bell so you're notified every time that we're on live on Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Thank you for watching the Strang Report. Until next time, God bless you.